Come back to the dinim of Yom Tif. The last thing we're learning about yesterday is if somebody is mechal Yom Tif, so they have the same din like a goy, as far as the same thing like Shabbos. Just like Shabbos and mechal Shabbos Fedhesi, but we discussed the Tinik Shanishbat, what mechal Shabbos Fedhesi means. Okay, next. A lot, like we said, out of the 39 malachas and Shabbos, 30 are forbidden on Yom Tif, except certain things. But for instance, before we even go there, okay, you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do business on Yom Tif. If somebody makes a vow that they need to be nullified, you can only nullify vows that pertain to Yom Tif. Let's say, what happens? Somebody makes a vow, he's not going to eat meat on Yom Tif. Okay, whatever. And then he needs to... So then on Yom Tif, you can nullify the vow because it's relevant to Yom Tif. What you're not allowed to tell a guy to do for you on Shabbos, the same way you're not allowed to tell a guy to do for you on Yom Tif. The same... You know, in most dinim, Shabbos and Yom Tif are really the same, except in things that pertain to food or things indirectly connected to food, like we'll soon learn. Now, what is allowed in Yom Tif? Basically, the Torah says, whoever with melacha seichel nefesh. Okay, the Torah says, acha sheyachal lechol nefesh hu levadi yosalchem. But things done for food, you're allowed to do. Now, why are you allowed to cook on Yom Tif? Okay, Shabbos you're not allowed to cook, Shabbos is strict. But you're allowed to cook on Yom Tif under certain conditions. What do you mean you're allowed to cook on Yom Tif? Why are you allowed to cook on Yom Tif? Why didn't you just cook before Yom Tif? So Halacha says, because freshly cooked food or baked food tastes better when it's fresh than when it's a day old. So Shabbos, you have pasha, no choice. You can't cook on Shabbos. But the Torah says what you're allowed to do for food. So therefore, things that would not be any better if you did it on Yom Tif, then you're not allowed to do it before Yom Tif. Only with it learned, with a shinui, you could do it. But if they write, for instance, kampot.
You're allowed to do it before Yom Tif.
No, I'm saying anything that if you did before Yom Tif would not make it worse in any way whatsoever.
You don't do it on Yom Tif.
Then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tif. For instance, certain foods, the older they are, the better they are. There are many foods that a day or two after you make it is even better. So then you wouldn't be allowed to do it unless if you do it with a shinui. And that's what happened. You forgot to do it. You forgot to do the food, okay? So even though really you shouldn't be able to do it on Yom Tif because you could have done it before Yom Tif and it would be the same or even better. So then you're allowed to do it what's called with a shinui. Meaning you change, do it a little bit differently than the way you normal do it.
Can you pick fruits with a shinui?
Huh?
Can you pick up fruit with
a pick fruit?
Pick fruit.
No, that you can't do on Yom Tif. We'll get into all the dinim. We're going to go into all the dinim. Because people don't learn this dinim, generally speaking. What are you allowed to do on Yom Tif? What you're not allowed to do on Yom Tif?
Can you pick up food that is better if you do it before?
Food that tastes better?
The second, third day, which food is that?
There's certain foods. Certain soups. Certain soups taste better 2 days older than... By the way, Paschim write another interesting thing. In the olden days, they didn't have refrigeration. So, of course, things tasted better the day of Yom Tov because... So they write, even though today you have freezers and you have refrigerators, so l'cheira, if you think about it, you can make food out of Yom Tov, freeze it, and take it out of Yom Tov, it's also going to be fresh. But nevertheless, it's still not the same. Because it's still not the same, so then you would be allowed to do it. Why are we afraid of that? Because people are, what are they going to do? Instead of cooking before Yom Tif, they're going to cook on Yom Tif, and they say, oh, so they'll be busy a whole day Yom Tif cooking instead of enjoying the Kedusha of Yom Tif. Okay, next like this. Okay, for a chayla, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tif. But even, by the way, when you're allowed to cook, we'll learn the dinim as we go on, you can't create... I'll give you a simple example before we go to this. Halachically, you can shecht an animal on Shabbos. Yom Tif. You can shecht an animal on Yom Tif and kasher it and cook it on Yom Tif. technically you'd be able, because that's fresh meat. It's better than a few day old meat. Okay? What?
What happens if we don't have goyim? We don't have a goyim. Why are we depending on the goy?
I didn't speak about a goy now.
No, any goy on Shabbat.
No.
Why am I depending on him?
Shabbos. You're not allowed to have a Shabbos goy, only under certain conditions.
You have goyim, and the goyim doing this for us.
Yeah.
We don't tell them, but they do it for us.
In the house or
what happens if we don't have no goyim in Israel? No goyim. Only Jewish.
Halevai, no?
Yeah, Halevai.
The Torah doesn't allow us to do certain things.
And Shabbat or Chag?
Huh? With Shabbat, too.
Shabbat, no, you can't do it.
But
you can't do it with a guy either. What you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to ask, with certain exceptions to the rule. Okay, we'll learn Dinam. Okay, but even that, we'll learn Shechina, you can't, like, turn on a stove on Yom Tov. A Jew can, you can't create the fire. You can extend the fire. Why? Because having the fire before Yom Tov is not changing anything in the food. It's the preparation of the food. So why do you have to turn it on?
Can a guy turn on a food plate?
Well, we'll get there, discuss it more at great length. And Allah, it says that if you have no choice, then a guy is allowed to turn on a fire for food on Yom Tov. Because it, to making a fire, creating a fire is midrabanan, and it's Yosim Ches Yom Tov with Shavuos to Shavuos. But again, a Jew can't do that. A Jew can't turn on the fire. And that's only, by the way, there's no other way of doing it. I'll give you an example. Nowadays, just practically speaking, nowadays the ovens, many of them have an automatic shut-off. After 15 hours, for safety reasons, the ovens just shut off. So now you have a two-day Yom Tov, three-day Yom Tov, right, of Shabbos. And now you're going to cook out of Yom Tov. Okay, on Yom Tov you can't cook because by the next day or the second day you don't have a fire anymore. It goes off automatically. So if you have a Shabbos mode, you can make that it doesn't go off, if it works. But so then the din is, you're allowed to ask a guy to turn on the fire. Better would be, if the guy cooks something for himself also, that the din of Bishul Akum wouldn't apply. In other words, better would be, a guy should bake an apple. Now, a guy can bake an apple, because an apple is something you can eat raw. Anything you can eat raw, what?
He didn't turn it on for the Jew.
No, I'm saying, even though you're asking him to turn it on, to the housekeeper in your house, yeah? So, if there's no choice, Allah says you can ask the guy to turn on the fire. Then you have to make sure to put the food in, if not, it's going to be the cooking of a guy. But what happened, better would be, you ask the guy, let's say, it's your housekeeper, yeah? So, listen, I want you to bake yourself an apple. So turn on the fire to bake yourself an apple. So there's no problem because an apple, there's no din of Bishul Akum because an apple says something you can eat raw. Anything you can eat raw, halachically, if it's kosher, a guy can bake it. So then, they're turning on the oven really for themselves, not for you. Meanwhile, the oven's on, so you can cook with it. But if not, halachic says you can ask.
There's always a pilot light, no? It's on. Isn't that flame out?
Are you from 1842? What generation are you from? One second. For the last 30 years, it's called pilotless ignition, electric ignition. It's like click, 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 and that makes the fire. Yeah, in the time when there was a pilot light, by the way, there was not a problem turning higher. We're going to get into the oven turning higher or lower, you know.
So, Rabbi, you can open an oven. You can open it under circumstances. You can actually turn on
the... I didn't say you could.
But it cannot. It has to be from a fire.
I said a Jew cannot start a fire.
Period.
Now what a Jew could do, even with these ovens, not the ovens, the stovetop. You know, when you turn on the stovetop, the electric ignition, they go tick, 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 tick. Okay. So then when you turn it on, what happens is you're creating a spark, and then the spark cut, and therefore the fire goes on. But if you turn the thing quickly, all the way to the end, you bypass the click, 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 click. So, but the gas is running. Then if you take a lit flame from somewhere else, then you could light the flame because you're not starting the fire because the click, click, click didn't turn on the fire. You just, but you have to make sure because God forbid if you did it in a way that you opened the fire, then you turn on the fire. I mean, so then you actually were mechal shat, you mechal yom tov, which you're not allowed to do.
So you can put the fire.
You have to try if it works in your oven. A lot of ovens, what? Not the oven, the stovetop. What?
What if the guy makes the food in the oven but he doesn't eat it? You tell him, I want you to bake an apple.
For yourself.
Himself.
Okay, it's a lot. First of all, he did officially for himself. Secondly, I said, Bidi Avid, I mean, if...
You're just telling him, I want you to cook an apple.
You don't eat a little bit. No, but I'm saying, besides that, we learned, we just mentioned, that if the fire is off, and you need a fire, so Bidi Avid, because starting a fire is not Osim in Atayra, and Yom Tif. It's not Osim in Atayra, it's Osim in Rabbanon. So therefore, by asking the guy to do it, the shvus, but makom tzeirich yom tiv, so you would be allowed to do it.
En goy, Shabbos goy.
Yes, goy asher bikibucha. The yetzer hara is a goy asher bikibucha.
And you there, but en goyim.
Eifel.
En goyim.
First of all, excuse me. First of all, hello. In the days of Mashiach, va'amdu zorim. Kach kotuv, ken? No. V'amdu zorim, v'ro utzonchem. The goyim are going to come when Mashiach comes. They're going to graze the animals of the Jews. They're going to, they'll be goyim.
No, but what I say is,
if you live in Yerushalayim and Meir Shorim, where they're all goyim. I'm sorry, there's no goyim.
No, what I said, the Torah have to allow the Jewish people to do certain things. Legally.
Ah, because there's no goy around.
The Torah have to allow us, because the Torah did not depend on the goy. The
right.
Torah is the Torah.
And therefore the Torah said you can't do it. Yeah, whether there's a goy or not, you can't do it.
Then we don't have no light, we don't have no cooking, we don't have nothing.
What did they do before electricity? They sat in the dark.
No, we always have goy to do it.
No.
Even
I think if next time you have a meeting with Hashem, you should discuss it with him and tell him to change the laws.
Okay.
Now, by the way, you know, officially you're allowed to carry on Yom Tif, which also people misunderstand halacha. Why are you allowed to carry on Yom Tif? It's not Eichel Nefesh. Because the pill carrying could mean bringing food. It could deal with food. So therefore, halacha says that you're allowed to carry on Yom Tif, but it must be something needed for Yom Tif. You can't just carry. In fact, the Rebbe Rashab, Bechlal didn't want people carrying on Yom Tif. Okay? But the pill, you're allowed to carry if there's a need for it on Yom Tif. If you need something to bring to show your talis, you need to bring a city, you want to bring food to somebody's house, there's a need for it, then you're allowed to carry. Stamp to carry on Yom Tif for no need of Yom Tif, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tif.
For food, you make a rule that if you could do it beforehand, then you cannot do it on Yom Tif.
Yeah, but it says, no, because what the Rambam writes, that even though carrying, you could have brought it before Yom Tif, but the Rambam said when you bring it on that day, there's more simcha.
Yeah.
That's what the Rambam says.
Like for your key, you can wear a belt.
Yeah, but it's easier. It's easier this way. So if it's easier this, and the truth is what you're saying. If there's no difference to you whether you wear a belt or you wear a key taka and a chanami, then it's better taka to wear the belt. But I'm saying if it's more convenient to carry the key rather because the belt you have to squeeze it and pull it, and so then you're allowed to carry a key. It's time to carry. In fact, it says that Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe did carry on Yom Tif things that he needed. But the Rebbe Rashab, when he went to Tashlich, Rosh Hashanah, he didn't carry this machzor in his glasses. He gave it to Abach to carry. The Abach to carry, the Rebbe Rashab didn't carry on Yom Tif. And it's about down, the post can bring down about carrying on Yom Tif. If you hold of a native, the native is good and creates a real Rishus HaYochid, so just think in your house you don't have to limit what you carry. Stam to do things on Shabbos for no reason is also forbidden. Okay.